what's it meant to have Willis back these last couple of days?
It's been good. Good to see him. I know he had some things he's taking care of, you know, for spring for him. He has some other obligations, and obviously he came back in great shape, and it's good to see him. Good to be around him again.
He said yesterday he considers himself still the starter, expects to be the starter come September 1st. What do you need to see out of him now and in camp to kind of make that happen?
He's ready to compete. And we got a great group of backs, and all those guys are working to just get better every day. And I think that's what he's going to do.
Is it hard to ignore him when he's back out there because he's so much bigger than the rest of the guys you got?
Ignore him? I mean, we're not going to ignore him. I mean, we're trying to get him in here, get him familiar again. We've had some changes in some of the things we've done in offense, and he's just trying to get used to what we're doing.
Adam, the day and a half left, how happy are you with how, whether it's Wes or Vasquez, have come along through this program so when they go away, they'll come back really ready to go, come training camp?
I think they have a better grasp of what we're doing. It's tough to measure everything right now. No pads, you know, we're in shorts and T-shirts. So I think once we get the pads on, especially for Lewis, it's going to be a big difference for him.
Without having, you know, a couple pieces of your offensive line here, how much of a challenge has that been through minicamp, knowing that Ryan hasn't been here and there might be some, you know, JD, some moving pieces that come September might be different?
The guys that are practicing right now are doing a good job. And they've replaced the guys that are starters, they've replaced them as well as they can. And it's good to see because it helps their development. It helps Manny. He's getting the reps at center. It helps Chris to get those reps at left tackle and forces some of the other guys to have to step up, you know, in case that their number's called. So it's not really – we're not looking at it as a negative because we're getting a lot of guys' reps.
We've asked you a couple of weeks in a row, but how's Julius Thomas continued to progress?
He's, like I've said probably every week, I mean, he's improving. He's getting a better grasp of the offense. And he's this week he got some different looks. So, you know, he'll make his mistakes, but at the same time, you know, he'll take that mistake and he won't make it again.
What have you seen out of Bubba Caldwell through this process?
I've seen a guy that's hungry to make an impact. You know, when he gets his opportunity to get on the field, you can see a guy that's using his speed to his advantage, and then he's doing a good job of running after catch, and he's catching the ball well. You know, that's been his big thing as far as consistently catching the ball, knowing what to do on the offense, and making big plays when he gets the opportunity. He's done that.
Is that something different from last year or improved?
I think he's got a better feel for the offense, so he's able to use his speed and his ability to his advantage.
What about Greg Orton? And he seems as hungry as Bubba does, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Greg's always, you know, he'll make a play or two every day that catches your eye, and I really think that he's making big strides to really push, you know, that back end of the receiver group to who's going to be that last guy to make the team.
What are you going to hope that these guys do over these 6 weeks in terms of knowing the offense, staying in shape? What do you, you know, especially these young guys, what do you want to see when they come back here?
I guess I've never really concerned myself with whether or not you're going to stay in condition. I mean, that's their job, and that's what our group of guys do, at least from what I've seen in the years that I've been here. The biggest thing that our emphasis is stay in your book. Hey, take 20, 30 minutes a day, review some things, pick an installation and review that. It's just you don't want to step away from it for too long because when you come back, the last thing you want to do is totally be blanked on what's going on. You want to make sure that you stay on the curve that we're on right now.
Will you get away for a little bit, get refresh?
Yeah, that'll last about 4 days.
Welker, having his experience, what can he teach other guys, and how can he teach it? I'm not expecting him to, you know, hold a seminar, but how can he rub off on good young recruits?
He does a great job. It's kind of what Peyton does. If he sees something that a younger player does, he may give him a point of how to use the defensive leverage against them, best way to get open for that route. The veteran players that we have on this team do a great job of trying to help the younger guys get better.